Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
And I am Lippo.
And I am Big JD.
Yes, you are. How are you doing this fine Thursday morning, Big JD?
I'm doing okay. Is it a fine Thursday morning?
It's a beautiful Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Sun is shining, 62 degrees.
He's a time traveler.
I'm a time traveler, yeah. You don't travel in time? We all do. 1 second at a time.
We actually all do travel in time.
Of course we do.
Because time's always running. So it's whatever running. We do is moving in time, right?
Well,
but are you moving in time, like with everything?
I am, baby. How about you?
Hey, think about that for a second. Are you actually moving in time with everything?
Yes.
Or are you out of time?
No, I'm in time.
I'm all out of time.
We
gotta go. I don't have time for this.
I got the rhythm in me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a song. I got the music in me. That's
something else. Music.
Got the music. I got the music in me.
Yep. Great tune.
That's going to spill all over my speakers.
I hope so.
Just kidding.
How's it spill on your speaker?
I know. I just...
You're silly.
It's
There's coffee next to a speaker. It ain't going to spill on it.
I know.
It's incongruous in your mind, though.
Whoa.
What? It's incongruous.
Wow. That can't be real.
I'm making it up as I go along.
That's something, yeah. I'll look that up later.
Don't. Please. My reputation is at stake.
Run.
I'm not running anywhere.
Oh, I thought you said police.
I got a show to do here in the CJM studios.
He does.
To entertain the folks on this fine Thursday morning.
That's right.
Them on their way to work. If they start work at 9, maybe 8:30, I don't know. Then there's people
9, maybe 30. This is 8.
That's what I'm saying.
8 to 8:30. So if you're while you're getting ready for work and once you get in the car, boom, on comes 99.1 FM.
Yep.
That's how that works. Right to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We should be on for 4 hours.
Four hours.
Real radio people.
Well, yeah. Then I'd want four times
morning.
The money.
Yeah. Well,
wait a minute. Four times nothing is nothing.
that's actually too much nothing. You're better off doing the half hour.
Yes.
or just doing the four for free.
So there you go. I'd rather not do four for free.
Fourforfree.com.
Well, as opposed to four on the floor.
Ooh, yeah. That's something.
Is it?
It is.
Or is it fouronthefloormovie.ca?
No, it's fouronthefloor.ca with the number four, yeah.
Which is tied into what we're talking about today.
Well, it is, yeah, to some degree.
Directly.
I suppose to a lot of degree, but...
Yeah, directly. Yeah,
I have some curiosities about exactly what, you know, our show topic and what all falls under it and why particular things fall under there and not others. But anyway, well, I guess we'll get into that in a little bit, but we can get into the news now.
We could get into the news.
Can we?
Yes.
But we won't yet.
Sure, we can get into the news.
We're going to delay that for...
We're not. We're going to get right into the news because we're not waiting for the news to happen because it's already happened and we're going to tell it to you right now.
Well, who waits for the news to happen anyway? Because news happens whenever it does happen, right?
Spontaneous.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And in local news.
In local news, last weekend, there was a tragic accident. A young couple, one of which her name is Amy Wagner. And I'm not sure the guy who her boyfriend was, but it was a girlfriend and a boyfriend. They were in her canoe,
mm-hmm.
400 meters from shore, which isn't very far. You can easily see them from shore. And supposedly their canoe tipped over. And for some reason, they couldn't get it back upright, even though the water was only 4 feet deep. So they decided to walk to shore. I don't know why they wouldn't just try to heave their canoe over, unless it was too heavy or full of water or something, right?
Yeah.
or even pull that with them, I guess, or something, or maybe to have something to, you know, because if it's still afloat.
Yeah. And it'll float no matter what, because it's, even if it's half full of water, it'll still, you know, won't sink to the bottom, right? And what happened is they started walking towards shore, and hypothermia kicked in. And when hypothermia kicks in, you get a little disoriented. Mm-hmm. And if you get disoriented, you start walking away.
And only 4 feet, too. Yeah. Cold water.
Cold water. Mm-hmm. The temperature of the water, I think, was 2 Celsius. So, mm-hmm. you know, low 40s, or if not even that. 38, 39 degrees. And he just kept walking because he was very disoriented when he got to shore too. Like, you know, you don't know who you were with or which direction you're walking or anything. So he got to the shore and he was very disoriented. And they found her the following day on Monday. So it's a sad story coming out of Lake St. Clair.
Tuition fees at an average 4-year private college cost nearly $29,000 in the 2011-2012 school year.
That's a year of tuition cost.
Says American College Board.
That's not all 4 years. That's a year of tuition and fees.
It's a lot of money.
Well, yeah.
And so...
100 grand, you're going to be in debt when you're done. If it stayed the same for all 4 years, which it never does. It always goes up every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
As the people at University of Windsor know very well.
Does it, I wonder, go up through the year at all? I mean, if you're paying, you know, per courses, does that... charge change at all, and then you might end up paying.
Usually the fees kick in during the summer before the September semester starts. That's when they determine. It's like their fiscal year starts September, so we're going to determine what our fees are going to be for that year, and then they have their budget for that period of time, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what they go by. But I'm having trouble talking, but the University of Windsor, along with all the universities, are seeing increased enrollment. Mm-hmm. So how come the tuition's going up? Like, we have more people going. Shouldn't that make up for something? Are the professors getting too well paid, or is it just the cost of running a university? Electricity and gas and all that stuff.
There's this plan called a 429 plan, I guess.
529.
Sorry, 520. I can't read
either. You never went to university.
I can talk, but I can't read. I need the actual words written out, not the numbers. I have numbers lexia. But it's a 529 plan. It lets you sock away cash, tax deferred until your child goes to college. Mm-hmm. And that's something to help with that. And that's an American thing. And I don't know what they have available over here, actually.
For RESP.
Is that what it is? An RES, Registered Education.
Savings plan.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah. And that remains tax-free until you get it out.
So, on the show today, we're talking about the fine arts.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, yeah. Would you like another sip of tea?
Your tea, sir.
Why do we associate the fine arts with the hoity-toity, snooty-tooty people?
Yeah, why do we? And that's what the thing I was posing at the beginning of the show is the fact that certain things fall under fine arts, whereas, you know, a rock band doesn't fall under fine arts.
Oh, yet, that band, they were, you know, so fine.
Something contemporary, the Windsor Symphony Orchestra may fall under that.
Yeah.
No, sir? Yeah.
Yes, and the stuff at the Art Gallery Windsor.
Yeah, the Art Gallery and that sort of thing. But would your local run-of-the-mill artist who's putting up his galleries, you know, like somebody like Frickin' Zero, you know, who does some wild, crazy art, that doesn't fall under fine arts.
Not right now, it doesn't.
You know? Well, when does it then?
When he dies. Oh. And then it becomes valuable, and then people who with money can afford it.
So if his stuff was worth millions of dollars,
right,
it would be considered the fine arts?
Yep.
Why is that? Just because it's popular?
Because value has been placed on his art based on, you know, certain criteria that people
have.
But
that's what makes it fine arts? Or is it...
No. I think any person who's putting paint on canvas, that's fine art, no matter what.
Do you associate fine arts with something more in particular than others, like fine arts in music or fine arts in art? And what else is there that falls under the fine art category other than, I mean, acting? You don't associate certain types of things or movies or anything like that with fine arts, but it's acting in some respect, like a theater, mm-hmm, or a play or something. That's fine arts, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Well, you can get a master in fine arts in theater. So when you think of theater, that's fine arts.
You get the master.
Definitely fine arts.
Fine arts.
Yeah.
I think we're...
That's what we're talking about, fine arts.
Picking on the word fine and determining whether... What's fine and what's not?
Well, we're talking about fine arts predominantly on the show today and not just arts.
Right.
The arts could be, you know, that sort of leans toward that when you say the arts.
Sure.
As more so than entertainment.
Right.
But when you talk about fine arts, like what we're mostly kind of discussing on the show, then there's a very few things that seem to fall into the category, really. And that's like theater, which is, all seems like this hoity-toity stuff. Theater, orchestral music.
Symphony music.
Symphony. And like, would jazz really seem to fall under the same thing? Is that, you know what I mean?
I think in the past, the fine arts has been used to describe the kind of arts that move a culture ahead, society ahead, and culturally.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
So yeah, we're talking about fine arts on the show today. And what was the last comment?
Well, I'm saying that in the past, fine arts has been used to describe the kind of arts that bring society up. Like it creates a more defined, refined culture within the society. It makes us more civilized. That's what I'm looking for.
Civilized and refining is, I think, a great definition for it, because it's... even refining, it's got that hoity-toity thing to it, you know. Yeah. It's for the upscale or the elite or the
educated,
you know, educated.
If,
yes.
If you're educated, you get a good job. If you get a good job, make good money, and if you got good money, you can go to places that where you would go to the symphony and you'd
right.
go to
finer arts go, as opposed to just going to a club and watching a rock band,
right?
Where you will nurse a beer all night long.
Sure, but the music they come up with could be just as good or even better than something like a symphony orchestra.
And certainly hasn't music in other forms that are not fine arts defined generations and
exactly.
changed history, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think we need to start redefining.
And Elvis isn't fine art.
No, but he definitely had an impact on
sure.
our society and our culture as a whole.
Yeah, on a lot of things, quite honestly.
And does that bring us to a higher place? Maybe not, but it moves us forward, though, I think, into what we really are as a society and culturally speaking, in terms of what we are in the Western, you know, hemisphere, Canada and the United States, which has a huge impact on culture and society in a lot of other countries. A lot of people in Japan, for instance, just dig a lot of things American, Harley Davidsons and heavy metal music for some crazy reason. Japanese are still really digging the heavy metal scene.
All over a lot of the European countries, it's just huge.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that yesterday with Craig from CDN Records, which is the label Wicked Angel's on, and we did an interview with him for the film, and it was pretty interesting because all his perspective comes from very heavy metal music, and, you know, it's pretty neat. And that obviously doesn't fall under fine arts category, I guess.
Not yet.
You know.
Maybe at some point it will. Because there's some stuff, a lot of those guys are heavily influenced by, you know, Paganini and Beethoven and Mozart and Chopin. They all got those licks, you know, like the Ritchie Blackmore kind of stuff, you know?
Right.
It's all the same music, same notes, just different instrument, but it's not considered fine arts yet. Once they're dead, then it'll maybe be considered fine arts. Because it's something about dying that makes your work... it's like it's done. He's put a cap on it. It's not going to go anywhere from here. So let's look at it. Let's analyze it and see what merits it has and if it can be put on this pedestal known as fine arts or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like Van Gogh or, you know, all these people who all these artists die poor. I just was watching a program yesterday and they went around asking people, "What is your favorite living artist today?" And I think they were at an art gallery. I'm almost positive they were at an art gallery in New York. And they were asking people as they were coming out of the art gallery, some of these hoity-toity people or just university students, whatever, "Well, who's your favorite living artist?" Not one of them gave an answer because they don't know. They don't know any living artists. It's because they're all starving and working in their lofts or whatever, you know what I mean? Or they have a showing at a gallery somewhere. But nobody that they asked gave an answer. So it just shows to go, yeah.
And even then, those ones that are considered fine arts are not your mainstream music.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Little little something here called Lively Arts from the Damned.
JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
And Lippo turned 3 today.
Yes, I did. And so did.
Why were you holding me up 3 fingers?
Because I was going to talk about the iPad 3, which is not called the iPad 3.
Oh, okay. I thought you had 3 different things to talk about in tech, but yeah. The iPad 3, which is something that we shouldn't be specifically mentioning on the show.
Well, it's this forerunner of the future of computing. The future of computing, yeah, obviously, is going to be tablets. Something portable we carry around with us. There's a lot of people carry around Samsung Notes or the Tab or the HP.
Yeah, we sort of use the term is loosely as opposed to being a specific thing to say, go and get the iPad. But the iPad is predominantly the big portable tablet of today.
And it's
so
it's
we have to refer to it as the iPad, really.
Right. And they are the company that is basically always in the forefront right now. I'd like it to be some other company, but right now no one's leapfrogging.
Why
them.
Would you like it to be some other company that's in the forefront of it all?
Because Apple has, I believe, in any company who's in the lead of any industry they're in, if as long as they're ahead, there's a certain thing that's driving them to innovate. However, if you have somebody in front of you, you really want to innovate. You're more willing to take risks.
And I think they need that now because Steve's gone.
I think so, too.
They need that push because I don't think they have it right now.
I don't think so, either. So, obviously, I know that you're not a big fan of the news that came out of San Francisco last Friday.
No, I'm not.
And basically, they introduced a new tablet that has a higher resolution screen.
Whoop-de-doo.
I think you may say whoop-de-doo once you see it and you say, oh, look at that.
I know, but I'm not the biggest advocate of the, you know, I'll watch a crappy resoluted movie downloaded from the internet and enjoy it just as much as an 1080p HD.
Unresolved. You know.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, obviously I like any news that comes out of Apple. Anything that's new is cool. But just what kind of rubbed me the wrong way is the fact that there's only a few upgrades to the thing, and couldn't they have waited for the next iPad, really? I mean, I don't know if it was something that, you know, like, we just got to get something out
once
because we haven't done anything.
We're on a schedule.
Well, I know, but that's a pathetic thing to come up
with.
Like,
think
at this
the
time.
Next thing is going to be pathetic too, though.
No, I won't, because okay. It'll be iPad 3 or 3.5 or 4, but it'll have all these new technologies built, you know, some other new, like, it might have a card slot, might have this. If they'd had some, you know, if it's a really a new thing, this is just like an update, you know what I mean? But so made out to be the new iPad, and
right.
It shouldn't have been.
Okay.
If they said we have an update to the iPad, yeah, that's cool. That's okay.
All right.
Not that I would need to go get that one now, but you know what I mean?
Yep.
That's what I think.
I think a lot of people are in your shoes as well. Also, they updated the operating system as well to a 5.1, which for me, I was dying to get because I bought a device for my iPad that allows me to plug XLR microphones into it and quarter-inch instruments as well, the Alesis IO dock.
Right, that was pretty much ended up kind of being useless right away until you got the
update. It was useless right away, pretty much. So I was thinking of bringing it back, but they said that 5.1 was going to fix it. And sure enough, I've been playing with it for the last few days, and it's a beautiful thing.
It's funny, though, that some software companies, their drivers and such, will work with lots of updates, of future updates, you know, before they really need updating or anything like that. And that company, Alesis, just happens to be one of those companies where most of the time when there's an OS upgrade, their drivers
Yeah. We've broke something.
They should plan ahead a little bit.
Yeah, be more in contact with Apple. And one other thing I want to mention with the 5.1 update is the fact that if you download their...
Can you tell us a little bit about that update, actually? Because I don't really know all the features, and I actually looked for new features, and I couldn't really find anything.
As far as features go...
Did they put anything in place for that, or is it just really to take advantage of some of the new
Retina display, yes, of course. And one other thing is they introduced a iOS version of iPhoto. And what which is very cool. It's $5 in the App Store. But one thing that it allows you to do is if your buddy has iPhoto on his phone or his iPad or his iPod Touch, what you're able to do is take a picture on your device.
And send it right over like bump.
They call it photo beaming.
Mm-hmm.
So you're able to photo beam. And it's also good for you because a lot of people take, it's the number one camera on Flickr is the iPhone 4. And so we know that a lot of people are taking pictures with their phone. But they want to take care of them on their iPad because more and more these days, the iPad is people's only thing that they use. They don't even use a computer. So they're able to organize and edit their photos on their iPad. So you can just automatically beam your pictures over to your iPad and work in iPhoto from there.
I think one of the coolest things that they ever did and actually added to one of the later operating systems was the fact that you can view all this stuff on your television.
Yeah.
Like your actual... you know, mobile device, desktop and everything. That's so cool.
It's very cool. I love it too.
And these things are pretty much computers these days anyway, because when you mention like photos and stuff like that on these tablets, you can do pretty much anything that you could do on a computer.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
Talking quotes and quips here. Is we going to get another quote or quip from...
No, not from him.
No? Okay.
What were you going to say? Uncle Milty? No. You couldn't possibly have
him. No.
This is it today from Mary Kay Blakely.
Mary Kay
Do you know
Blakely.
Who that is?
That's the mother of a girl that I dated when
that's
I was a teenager.
That's all wrong. Not true.
I used to date a girl named Kelly Blakely.
No.
Yes.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. She was my first kiss.
Oh, really?
No, it was the first girl I ever stuck my tongue in her mouth.
Whoa.
I'm joking completely. But I did stick my tongue down.
In grade two.
No. Teenage years.
Okay.
Yeah.
She says, our humor turns our anger into a fine art.
Humor. Now, that's a good thing because actually Shakespeare had a lot of humor.
What's the first
in
thing
it?
You think of when you think of humor? When you hear the word humor, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Humor.
John Candy.
Really?
Richard Pryor.
A person, okay. When I think of the word humor, first thing that pops in my mind is that truck that goes by with ice cream in it. Good humor. It's also good humor ice cream.
It's
or whatever.
Also a bone that's in your arm. That's
oh, the humerus.
The humerus, yeah. That's why they call it the funny bone.
So, okay. The funny bone. On the back, it's on your elbow. Yeah.
Well, there's a nerve at the end of your bone.
But there. The actual thing is in the front.
The actual thing?
Well, I don't know. The humerus.
Oh, the
you
bone.
Pointed to the front. No, the bone.
Oh, the bone is this bone here. The bone that goes from your elbow to your shoulder is the humerus.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is the tibia and the fibia.
Oh, sounds funny to me.
You know all this stuff.
I knew a lot about this stuff when I was a personal fitness trainer.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't actually do that anymore, and I'm...
Well, of course, look at yourself.
I was a certified trainer, yeah. I'm a whopping 165 now.
Woohoo!
All muscle.
Ah, zero body fat.
I got a couple percents.
Big JD has taken his workout to a...
Whole new level.
Whole new level. Now it's a fine art.
Oh, yeah. Is that a fine art? Is body sculpting?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
That's just personal intake as far as whatever you want to do.
I mean, like for Mr. Olympia type stuff or whatever. But anyway, we were talking about Mary Kay Blakely's quote here, the mother of your first love. Mm-hmm. Our humor turns our anger into a fine art.
Anger is a fine art, is what she's saying. If we use humor, I don't know.
I'm not really sure what this means. I mean, I can understand the first part of it, that our humor changing anger into something else, you know, lightening things up a little. But I don't know how it fits into the fine art thing, unless maybe she's some kind of a fine artist of some kind. I don't know anything about her. But
no, I don't know anything about her either. But sometimes our anger is very intricate, and usually it's something that has gone somewhere where it didn't have to go in the first place. Like, you get angry about something and you kind of leapfrog.
Oh, wait a minute. Does she, maybe our humor turns our anger into a fine, okay. It's not the fact that it does, you know, it's a fine art to be able to. You know what I mean? And that's something too that we didn't really discuss. If you know what I mean, it's a fine art that you can do that. You know what I mean?
Oh, isn't, right.
You know that
being
context
able to
of
do
saying that?
The verb of fine art.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a fine art when you learn how to change your humor. You know, change your anger into something humorous.
Exactly.
A,
yeah.
And people refer to that as a fine art.
Right.
Because it's something that's. Yeah.
It's a different intellectual level you have to get on to.
Yeah, you get up to this plane to be able to do that.
Exactly.
And that plane, again, is that, you know, getting up there.
Hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity, yeah. We need to look up hoity-toity and see what that is exactly. Why? Where did that ever come about? And that's another quote or quip, isn't it? The hoity-toity?
Hoity-toity, yeah.
Somebody made that up somewhere.
I'm going to say it's English-based, like in England.
Hoity-toity, yeah, sure, yeah. Sounds like something that would be English and... You know,
yeah, exactly.
Butler-ish.
Butler, someone who
I always
a butler.
Look at what view is in that mirror up there now all the time to see.
Hey, peace out, brother. I mean?
And it's you though.
Yeah, it's me.
Well, not for you, it isn't. It's probably me.
Can you see yourself in that mirror?
No, okay. I see you, and it's like this perfect view thing that would make a perfect picture. It's always like,
isn't, you know, isn't that what you want to see?
No, I still can't. That's not what actually what that's there for is to see the doorway. It's a feng shui thing.
Oh, feng shui.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
That's what that is.
Because you're always supposed to face the door when you're in a room.
Yeah, or have in some way be able to see the door. And the mirror does that because I'm in a odd spot here for feng shui, really. Remember why I moved the desks and everything the other way?
Yeah.
And that was the reason for that. But it really cut off everything here in the studio.
Yeah.
So I had to put everything back.
So feng shui, that's a fine art as well?
Feng shui. Yeah. It's, I don't know if it's a fine art. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Threw me right off track there for a second, which, so anyway, we're pretty much out of time for this week's show though.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Same time, same place, 99.1 FM, 8 a.m. Big JD and Lipo in the morning.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lipo in the morning.
Any last words?
No, that was a good ending. I like the way you finished that up.
All right. Thank you for that.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.